You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwakwutlam, Musqueam, and Squamish peoples.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website cjsf.ca.
Welcome, welcome. I'm your co-host, Corey.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella.
And we welcome you to our open mic on this great Tuesday night. It's pretty sunny out there, a little bit.
Did you look outside today? During my class, it was like pouring rain, torrential downpour.
Okay, maybe not. Okay, I assure you, in Coquitlam, it was really sunny, so I don't know.
Depending on where you are in the world, I guess it's a sunny day.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, sorry for that mistake, but okay.
It's a sunny day in our hearts, let's just say. Yeah. Metaphorically speaking.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, we're just going to jump straight into the music. So
yeah. So we really wanted to play a song from the Marias, and it's like a new single that they're releasing before they release their new album. And for those of you who don't know who the Marias are, they are a bilingual English-Spanish indie pop group with a smooth, sultry sound from LA. And I'll just give you a little backstory. The band began when the drummer saw Maria, the lead singer, like, she was performing at a local venue. And then he, like, was like, hey, we should record something sometime. And then they fell in love. And then they recorded, they fell in love, so that's a little sweet.
Very romantic.
Fact, very romantic. And then they recorded I Don't Know You, which is a really good song. And then they posted it on SoundCloud. Right. And since then, they've released two EPs, a studio album, and they've recently announced their new album called Submarine, which I'm really looking forward to. It's coming out on May 31st. I did a little research on it, and she said, like, the main singer, Maria, said that it represents loneliness and exploration and was composed in the midst of a heartbreak. So I don't know if they broke up or who was heartbroken, but,
yeah,
you know, there's some angst there.
Interesting.
And for me, I love the Marias. All their discography is really good. So we're going to play three songs from them today, I think.
A little extra the songs.
Yeah, we went a little crazy today. But I think, like, their story from just going from, like, posting on SoundCloud to having now almost 10 million monthly listeners on Spotify, like, releasing studio albums, and then, like, this new upcoming highly anticipated album is pretty, it's pretty inspiring.
Yeah, good for them. Good for them.
Yeah, so I think we're just going to play their single now called Run Your Mouth. So
hope you enjoy.
Yeah, please enjoy.
When we talk about everything that happened, we'd rather sit around. I don't need a lesson, you just call me out. Call me when I'm distant, always run your mouth. I don't wanna listen, you're on my case. Won't you stop with that look on your face? And I can't believe I'm
I don't remember. Atención.
Yuca Stereo.
Yuca Stereo.
Domingos, 6 a 8 p.m.
6 a 8 p.m. 90.1
CJSF
Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango.
90.1 FM. Yuca Stereo.
Yuca Stereo.
Atención.
Hey there, this is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We are community radio from Simon Fraser University, and I'm your co-host, Corey.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella. The song that you heard right before that Yuca Stereo promo was Honey by Pax, and before that were the two other Maria songs that I forgot to mention the names of, and it was Jupiter, and then before that was I Care For You.
Mm-hmm. And something that we wanted to talk about a little for this little segment was about self-confidence. So this is something that I feel like I don't feel like I have enough of, especially, but what do you think, Stella? What are your thoughts?
No, initially? I definitely have a humongous deficit in it. I think it's a bit of a problem for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, the definition of self-confidence is the belief that you can trust in yourself and your abilities or knowledge. And I feel like especially with women, it's very difficult to have self-confidence. Mm-hmm. And I feel like especially that confidence in general is like arguably the most attractive or most valuable asset to have, I feel. Mm-hmm. like if someone immediately, they just know who they are, they just walk into a room and they're like, this is me, like they're loud, even like usually even the loud mouths, like I feel like that's
but
that's
do you think that's attractive? Because for me, I'm like, I don't know if I enjoy like a confident, like,
yeah,
like overconfident person, you know?
I feel like if it's like there's like a fine line between confidence and arrogance, mm-hmm. which I feel like an arrogant person, it's like they're puffing themselves up.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, confidence is more about trusting your own abilities and you don't really compare yourself to others, but arrogance is believing that you're better than others, which personally is a pet peeve of mine. I cannot stand people who are arrogant. So it is just something that to be steered away from, but yeah, it's something that confidence really rises with age and other factors.
Yeah,
so.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
So far, so 20 far. Years of life, yeah. it's going up a little.
Yeah, especially from high school. So.
Yes, high school I think is one of the times where it's probably, it's either like the highest or the lowest, you know?
Yeah.
For people, it's like, okay, you're either the big dog in high school, or you're like, oh my gosh, like don't look at me, I don't want to talk, like please.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like yeah, definitely knowing your strengths. I know, so a couple points to mention is that confidence is really helpful by, like, knowing what your strengths are, celebrating your accomplishments, having a hobby or skill, to facing your fears or practicing gratitude, which mm-hmm. is things that I feel like this year I'm definitely trying to, like, push myself out there, do things that I normally wouldn't do. So, yeah. And there's some pop culture about self-confidence as well.
Oh, let's hear it.
So I think everyone's definitely heard, like, fake it till you make it,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know. Personally, I don't know. What would you think about that,
it's
Stella?
The fake it till you make it thing is kind of relative to also the wave of manifestation, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, embodying a certain feeling or, like, I don't know, like, you're thinking, okay, yes. I'm smart, I'm like this, I'm this, I'm that. And then once you just keep repeating that, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I do believe in like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's really hard to fake it till you make it if you know you're faking it. You know, like,
yeah.
I don't understand, because I've tried
faking it.
And like, it's,
you just know internally.
Internally, I'm like, so like, it makes me even more self-conscious sometimes, because like everyone can tell, you know?
Yeah, I think that's why it's definitely pop culture, because I don't really believe in it. I mean, it is a good saying,
mm-hmm.
but it's not something that can usually be carried out most of the time.
Yeah, but it's also like, there's another thing where it's so much easier to be negative than be positive too, so it's like easier to be like, oh, I'm not good at that, I'm not good at this, than like saying like, oh, I'm good at, because they're both like probably equally like valid narratives in your life. Like, it's not like you're going to be super bad at everything or super good at everything, but why not just follow the narrative of being super good at everything? And that just makes your life better to live.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. There was actually, going off that, there was a 2003 study that I have found that, like, those with higher self-esteem, which is linked to confidence, were more happier, more satisfied, and had fewer negative moods. So might as well believe that you can do anything.
Because, yeah, like, in theory, I'm like, yes, I want to do that. But in practice, it's really hard. It like, is. I've tried, because my friend, one of my friends is super spiritual, and she's trying to get me onto this wave of manifestation, right? She's just do, like, daily morning manifestations, look in the mirror, say things that are, like, affirming, you know, what you want to put out there. And I tried that one day, and I had the worst day ever after that. I am never doing it again. But I think I should give it another shot.
Yeah, because I know that positive affirmations, they actually do work. Mm-hmm. Like, even though it sounds like bogus, there is a scientific basis behind having affirmations and looking in the mirror and being like, hey, like, have a great day because you're awesome.
Yeah, exactly. So. Like, the brain is powerful. Like, it will create stronger, like, connections in your brain of thoughts to be like, okay, like, it'll just, what am I trying to say?
Yeah, it'll fix everything.
Like, the synapses will, like, be like, I am awesome. Like,
you know. Our scientific basis off this. But, yeah, those neutrons will go.
Yeah, they're going to explode with positivity.
Yeah.
Like, the more you do it, the more you're going to, like, find positive things about yourself or, like, positive things about your life that you can, like, continue to focus on and grow, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Like, once you start thinking a certain way, you can, like, always find supporting evidence for it in your life. And same with goes for negativity.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like definitely positivity, self-esteem, confidence, they're all interconnected.
Yeah.
So especially, like usually I feel like confidence really helps in, like, every aspect of your life. Like, I, like, usually feel insecure about my physical appearance or how I'm doing in school or, like, not being a good friend. But then confidence is really just looking into it and being like, hey, like, it's okay.
Right? Yeah.
So,
and, like, whenever I feel confident, or, like, mostly for, like, if I feel confident about my abilities in doing something, I actually feel, like, a difference in how I perform. Like, I feel like I normally do so much better. Like, if I have confidence, like, it's so much of a self-fulfilling prophecy for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that was so good. Yes, I'm doing so amazing. Like, if I was playing basketball or something in high school, I was confident before a game, I would do so much better than if I was, like, getting intimidated by the other girls or, like, the other players.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, yeah, for school, I just felt that a couple days ago. I took a math test, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go in.
Yeah.
I'm just going to YOLO this situation, and I felt comfortable. And I got a good mark in the test, so I mean, it's a great technique.
I think it's definitely, like, proven that you know, having confidence is gonna, you know, improve your performance, but it's just hard to get there. Like, I don't understand how to get there.
Yeah, personally, there's a reason why everyone isn't confident. Like, I don't know how many people I've actually met that are super duper confident, except for one person, but it's like, it's pretty outstanding when you meet someone who's actually very confident in themselves.
And like, one thing, Corey, you said about women too is that I feel like for women, also constantly being insecure about how you look will also like impede your ability to have confidence in other things, because it's already like your brain's being occupied by that thought of like, oh, how do I look right now, versus like, how am I doing at this certain task,
or
like this.
Yeah Not that men don't face appearance issues as well, but it's more pushed on towards women to look,
like,
their
constantly
best
constantly your whole life. So it's kind of like, of course that's gonna be a focal point for insecurity. And then it's a domino effect.
It's a domino effect. But going off that as well, for appearance, it's even in sports as well. So I was doing a little research.
She has all the research too, guys.
I'm just
yapping.
But it wasn't really research, but it's just in terms of the tennis world, like, men are, no one really cares about the appearance of men when they're pro athletes or whatnot.
Yeah, it's like, as long as someone's in shape, it's like, okay.
They're in shape. And but then when it comes to women's sports, it's always they always have to look their best, mm-hmm. and they're basically performing for everyone, even if they're at the top of their game. So, for example, like Maria, I think her name, Maria Sharapova. So she's this tennis player, mm-hmm. Very, very, very awesome, very great tennis player. And she was thin. She's blonde hair, green eyed. So basically, all the men loved her. And she'd always go against Serena Williams, which is another great tennis player. Mm-hmm. But she's typically more bigger and more muscular. But she's always been body shamed for the way she looked.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, she's so talented, but all you care about is how she looks. So
yeah, we were talking about this last week too. Like, mm-hmm. in the entertainment industry, it's like women are always shamed across the board. Like, Kali Uchis too. Like, she had a bunch of problems with being body shamed when she was going on tour and stuff. So it's like, how are you supposed to perform your best, like, be singing and dancing for all these people who might body shame you later, you know? Exactly. Like, some, like, you're gonna be thinking about that.
Exactly. But that's when it all comes around circle, and you have to have self-confidence.
Yeah, there we go, guys.
So, round circle right now, but make sure you have the confidence so you don't care about how you look.
But do you have any tips for growing that self-confidence?
I think, definitely, I did mention...
Or what do you do?
Personally, I think, well, going to the radio station here, I feel like is helped me with my confidence as well, because I just feel like when I'm so engrossed into a hobby or whatnot, so I've been, especially like when we work on the show here and we're like trying to produce our own show, I don't really care about my appearance anymore. I'm like, I have other stuff to worry about.
Yeah, this, you have an internal purpose where you're like working towards
so,
it.
So definitely I have written that confidence is knowing your strengths and celebrating your accomplishments. Like, don't put down, if you did something great, don't be like, oh, hey, anyone could have done that. But just be like, hey, like, great job, you did this amazing thing.
Being too humble is not a good thing, honestly. Like, you should be like, wow, that was amazing, I did that. Like,
stop being humble.
Yeah.
Like, celebrate everything. And just have a skill and hobby that you like to work on as well. So personally for me, I really like playing. I've gotten back into piano this year because of my New Year's resolution that's still going strong somehow.
Yes. We've never checked back in on that.
We've never checked back.
Glad to hear.
But I feel like definitely when you get more of these hobbies, more skills, you just stop caring about it as much. So and as well, facing your fears and just having gratitude for life in general. I think just like thank the Lord we have food.
Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for the food and a safe country. So those are some tips that I have down. But I think those
are pretty good tips, I'd say. It is hard to follow, but it's possible to achieve for sure.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, like, also, I think one last thing to add, it's not really a tip, but it's just kind of, like, something to live by, I guess. It's just, like, surrounding yourself with the right people who aren't going to, like, put you down or do anything. Like, you want people who are going to support you. If that means, like, less people in your life, like, it's, like, quality over quantity, honestly. Because if they're going to make you feel crappy, like, they don't deserve to be in your life.
Yeah, exactly. And
like,
people who are negative, especially. It's like, why would you want someone who's always Debbie Downer, right? So, no fun.
But honestly, I feel like I'm a Debbie Downer.
Oh, no,
like,
because
there's like people who are too positive. This is like going on to a different topic right now. But I think blind positivity is also I don't like.
That is, I agreed with that too.
You have to have a balance.
You can't be always positive because it's fake to a point then.
Yeah.
So,
and it also like glosses over like actual issues too, just by being positive.
Yeah. There's a happy medium for all of this, but okay. I think we rambled on a long
time. Yeah, we were about to go on to like three different topics, but it's time to stop.
Okay. So the next up, I believe it is, we're going to get it up. It is called Island.
Yeah, Island.
Yeah. So it's called Island, and it's by
Francis Chang.
So we hope you enjoy.